It is now my honor to welcome back the man who is responsible for all of this. He's a pioneer, an innovator, and a visionary. He's leveraged years of intense research to create LifeWaves technology with the goal to enhance and improve all of our lives. Please help me welcome back to stage our founder, CEO, the one and only David Schmidt.
It's coming up on 20 years next year, and to get to this point, it wouldn't have happened without our community, without all of you. To give you a reference for our level of success, our sales revenue is running now at a rate that's over 20 times higher than in 2018, when we released X39. You guys are absolutely amazing. So we're actually going to be using this event as an opportunity to show you what's coming in the year ahead. What is our 20th anniversary celebration going to look like? And then what's coming beyond that? We're partners in this business. We're working together mutually, synergistically, to create something wonderful, things that make a real difference in the quality of life for people all over the world. So the question is, where do we go from here? What do the next few years look like? How will we be building the business? Well, you've already seen that we're going to continue to innovate and release new tech like the hologram units so we can improve on the way that we're doing our communications. On the product side, one of my dreams is that we create technology so that we never have to be afraid of aging again. So how do we go about and actually do this? How do we take this dream and turn it into a reality? Because if we went back 10 or 20 years and you were to go to high school and then college and even a PhD program for biology, it would be taught that we're born, we age, and we die, and that's a one-way street. But that is definitely not the entire picture. So if you believe that our world is not some random event, if you believe that this world was indeed created by God, then there should be things that we can look at and clues that we can gather. After all, is it just a story that Adam and Eve were created immortal and then lived to be almost 1,000 years old? Is that just a story, or is this something branched in reality? Is it indeed the inspired word of God? And can we uncover some clues to find out why exactly did people live so long before the flood? So this has been an investigation that I've been on, and I've been looking into nature for clues. The name of this study is called biomimetics. And so what that means is that we want to look towards nature, we want to study nature and understand a specific type of process, and then we want to mimic that process in a man-made system. So let's use an example. Spider silk is incredibly strong. It's about 5 times stronger than steel, has much greater tensile strength than some other materials, and of course one of its attributes is that it tends to stretch. So if you could have clothing made of spider silk, it would be able to stop a bullet. And it would be very lightweight. Not only to mention that, but it would also be very tear-resistant, very wear-resistant, yet being very light and comfortable. So for a biomimeticist, what you would do is you would study the protein that's found in spider silk, and then you would see how could we actually replicate this. So there was a company that we were looking at in Germany, and we were looking at doing a project with them, and I had developed a technology that could enhance different types of materials. So we're looking at doing this project, but basically what they do is they take yeast and then they insert the genes for the spider silk protein into the yeast, and then it's a simple fermentation process. So they ferment the yeast in a culture and at temperature, and then they extract the spider silk protein from that fermented brew, and then of course they can weave that spider silk into a thread. So today you can literally buy a piece of clothing made of spider silk, and that's was inspired by nature. And unlike plastics, these are of course biodegradable, and they're completely in harmony with nature. So this is why I'm so excited about the field of biomimetics. Now the question is, how do we go about and apply that information to the field of anti-aging and more specifically age reversal? So we want to look to nature and see if we can find any clues for how we might do this. I became very interested in looking at a specific species of ant called Temnothorax. And what's so interesting about this ant is that it will get infected with a parasite. And when it gets infected with this parasite, which is a symbiotic relationship, the parasite doesn't kill the ant. What it does is it keeps the ant alive longer because the parasite depends on the ant for survival. As a result, the ant is able to increase its lifespan by 5 to 6 times above normal, and the ant will never age in the process. Now, when I read the technical papers on this, I got more excited because I started looking at the compounds that were involved in making this happen in the ant. I converted those compounds over into wavelengths of light, and amazingly, the wavelengths of light that are emitted to make this possible are the same wavelengths of light that we use to stimulate and activate mitochondria to improve mitochondrial function. And when you upregulate the mitochondrial function, you start switching genes in the body over to a more youthful state. So in other words, we have a direct path for improving the way the energy center in our cell works and using that method of action to get the cells to become younger and healthier cells. Another interesting thing about this is that when we have done our studies, we use various markers to look at whether or not we're triggering an age reversal mechanism. So we can look at mitochondrial function, we look at the size of the cells, we measure the voltage around the cells, we do, of course, blood and urine testing to make sure that there's no adverse effects, and you do this by looking at inflammatory markers. And then, of course, you also look at the telomeres, because if you're lengthening telomeres, you're generally improving the quality and health of the cells, and you're also increasing the total number of times that the cells can divide, which translates into a longer lifespan and also a healthier lifespan. So see, these are some of the measures that we've been looking at. Now, another species that we study, and there are many, but another one that you may have heard me talk about is lobsters. And I've been very interested in this because lobsters, For you Marvel fans, they're the Asgardians of the Earth. They actually get stronger as they age. And there have been lobsters that have been found to be over 130 years old, and they're stronger and healthier than when they're born. And the only reason why the lobsters age is because they're caught and eaten by a predator like human beings. They're injured or they get sick. They also tend to reach the limits of the size of their shells. So there is an effective limit to their lifespan, but they really don't age. There's some other wonderful examples too. Tardigrades are effectively immortal, Hydractinia, Planaria, which we've studied. And you see consistently these same mechanisms. So we started to study lobsters. And I was looking at where should we be looking for these mechanisms? How do you go about and define a process that would keep the cells young and healthy? And in the literature, you find most researchers are going to be looking at telomeres because the lobsters do produce an infinite amount of telomerase, which is the enzyme that keeps the telomeres, which are the rods on the end of chromosomes, it keeps them lengthened. So the lobsters have that going for them, and that's where most of the research is. So the idea is if you could produce a drug that would elevate telomerase, you might have a way of reducing these effects, negative effects of aging, and you could even reverse age of cells. But I didn't quite buy that. My way of thinking about this was that the telomerase was a side effect, and there was actually something else that was going on here. So I take a Bible study at night. I do an online, and I tend to find that there's a great truth in both the Old and New Testament. And I kept coming back to this idea that the life is in the blood. And there are many passages on this about that idea. Kind of makes sense, right? So I thought, okay, I want to start looking at the blood of lobsters. And I want to do a proper examination. So I did an examination, and I did start to find a specific pattern in lobster blood. I found a numerical code. And so I started to develop devices that could mimic this effect in human beings. So we did a study, and the study found that after 10 minutes of using this device, which is not a patch, something else entirely, after about 10 minutes of using this device, we were able to reverse the age of the cells by about 3 years. The problem with this, as great as that sounds, is that in order to achieve that level of age reversal, you have to be using up a tremendous amount of resources inside the cells. Vitamins, minerals, enzymes, proteins. And so it's actually too rapid. And so I thought about, okay, how are we really going to control this? And I was thinking over it, and I was going back to my Star Trek roots. And this may or may not surprise you, but in college, my nickname was Spock. And I still have a T-shirt that says Spock. I'm very fond of it, and I keep it. It's, you know, 30 years old now, but I love it. Well, more than that. But I remembered that Vulcans, their blood is based on copper. And lobsters' blood is based on copper. And I realized I made a mistake, that I should have been basing this on iron. So I went back and did that and created another device, and we retested it. And we started to see these age reversal effects. Problem was, these devices wouldn't be very practical for people to use. So then the question was, how could we create a technology that everybody could use in their daily life to start to see these effects? Now I'm doing my Bible study, and I'm starting to look at sequences of numbers. And in one specific study I'm taking, they're talking about numerical codes in the Bible. And I think I've seen this pattern before. I get out my calculator, and it's the same sequence in lobsters. It's identical. It can't be there by coincidence. So, in other words, God the Creator signed or put his fingerprints into natural living systems and graced us with a pattern to follow so that we could defeat things like aging. So next year is our 20th anniversary, and we want to make it a huge, big year. So you can consider that as a teaser for things to come in the not-too-distant future. Now, bringing us back to present day, just for a moment. Oh, it's going to get so much better in just a minute. Bringing us back to present day, I had been thinking about how grateful I am for the success of this business and for everything that you're doing so I can pursue my dream of being an inventor. And I wanted to do something special for our community as a way of saying thank you. So about 2 years ago, I went into the lab and started to work on a process to create something consistent with our company, which is something that would be made with light. And you're all going to get an opportunity to try it today. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you LifeWave's 20th anniversary brandy. Now, there's more coming. This is not a normal brandy. This is a process that I developed to form brandy with light. So it may have some extra properties that we can't exactly make claims about because it is an alcohol. The outcome of this is that when you get to try this brandy, it is extremely smooth. And it's not like any other brandy you've tried before. Here is our logo, and this brandy is infused with ginseng, ginger, and organic Florida orange blossom honey. So we're doing this for a very limited period of time as a way to celebrate 20 years at LifeWave. Now, we also crafted a special bottle for this, and you may recognize it because we followed the branding of X39. So when we release this, starting in 2024, this is something that you're going to be able to purchase and hold on to or enjoy. And if you are an SPD and a PD, you're going to get a complimentary bottle of this brandy from us. Now, we do have the X39 logo, that's on the back of the bottle, and of course, the petal design that's on the front of the bottle is the X39 logo as well. Now, I did hint at this, and there is more. You're going to get an opportunity to try this tonight at our reception. So when you come to the awards gala, we have enough brandy here for 3,000 people. So you'll come into the awards gala, you will get your complimentary glass of our 20th anniversary brandy, and please enjoy, and also please let us know how you like it. We had an opportunity a little bit earlier in the week to have our SPDs sample the brandy, and I want to thank them now. They were very, very good about keeping this a secret so it wouldn't spoil the prize, so when we're doing the unveiling now. We're not intending to get into the business of selling alcohol or selling brandy. And little alcohol in moderation is okay. Right? Even in the Bible, it says that, a little bit in moderation, as long as we don't overdo it. But the point behind this is to create something really, really new, really different, create something with light, show a little glimpse of the future, because maybe when you drink this, you may find it releases light into the body, and that will help with your experience on this. So, this is just, yeah, I can't see everything. But we want to start the night the right way, so why not start it with brandy that infuses your body with light, right? But this is just a glimpse of things to come. We want to start to commemorate 20 years because it's such an important landmark. Most companies, of course, never get to reach this level. But we have. We have because of all of you. And this is my way of saying thank you for 20 years of an incredible adventure, an incredible journey, and getting to see year after year lives that change in very, very dramatic ways. And all of you have made an amazing difference, not just in other people's lives, but the ripple effect that's caused from that. So as we spread the vision of our business and we spread healing around the globe, imagine as this continues to grow, the impact that we can have on humanity. It can be something tremendously important at a time and place in history when it's so desperately needed. So thank you for being here on this journey with me. Thank you.